The three-judge panel rejected the claim by Thomas Potion and his attorney Craig Powell that the law banning all felons from possessing firearms is unconstitutionally broad. Attorney Powell says he still hasn't decided whether he'll appeal, but he says the fact that Mr. Potion was convicted of forging $1,500 in bad checks 26 years ago when he was 18 shouldn't bar him from hunting now.
There are reasonable restrictions for people with violent histories and records, but that's not Mr. Potion. In the statute, in our view, is problematic constitutionally because it sweeps in too many people. It is certainly unconstitutional as applied to Mr. Potion, given his specific record.
But the state appeals court ruling cites a federal court ruling upholding a categorical ban on felons possessing weapons. Some hopeful hunters with youthful felony records have found relief from the governor's Pardon Advisory Commission. Under past administrations, the governor has granted pardons to people with nonviolent felonies solely for the purpose of hunting. But Powell says that violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution.
Because you deal with different governors who may impose different standards, have different parole boards and commissions who view things differently. So it can't be applied equally to all people over time.
In fact, Governor Scott Walker recently announced he will not be granting any pardons because he believes it's the role of the courts, not the executive branch, to forgive people for their crimes. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.